Just about to be.
He wasn't Roland Garros champion at the time. He won Roland Garros the following year. Exactly. Yeah. Yes, that was the Wimbledon boycott year, which is a story in itself, because Roger Taylor's father was a trade union official, and Roger Taylor broke the strike.
Yeah, have you got that in there, Marcus? Yeah, that's in there. Everything's there. Everything's there. All the good, all the juicy bits. Honestly, it sounds like a really good book, and I'm looking forward to it coming out, or being finished.
You've got to finish it now, Marcus. We promote it for you. That puts an obligation on you to finish the thing. Djokovic goes into out with his forehand. A high lob from Cerundolo. Djokovic will smash this away comfortably.
Lee says, yesterday on coverage, heard the word obdurate from Simon and lengthy wine appreciation. You guys are the best. Lee Farber from Bala near Philadelphia. Thanks, Lee. And Max says Djokovic is 81-3 when winning the opening set at Roland Garros in the main draw. Last defeat was when he won the first set was against Wawrinka in the final in 2015.
That's right. Yes. I think, and once he'd won the first set, then you'd have been thought of as a bit crazy if you'd say he'll lose this in four.
Yeah, but
these
guys
the match of his life.
They're amazing front runners. These guys, top guys.
Good drop shot from Cerundolo.
And John says, anyone for tennis is a good book, the Telegraph Book of Wimbledon, and also A Handful of Summers. Which
a Handful of Summers,
book.
That's Gordon Forbes.
Yeah.
That's a very sweet book, because it's about life on the tour in the last days of amateur tennis, before 1968. And Forbes himself is an interesting character. He died of COVID during the pandemic, yeah. Which is a shame, because I had... I'd been in contact with him. I said,
"It is a shame he's dead."
I'd like to do an interview with you, and he said, "Yeah, that's fine." And then,
So it's a shame that you didn't get to do your interview.
Well, it's a shame that he died of COVID.
Come on,
it's
a bit harsh.
He had wonderful people in the book, like Abe Siegel, who was a real character.
It's a really nice book.
It is a nice book. He wrote a follow-up, which wasn't as good, but A Handful of Summers is not. It's not side-splittingly funny. It's just gentle humour, and it's lovely.
Yeah, and it harks back to what must have been a nice time to play tennis.
Yes.
Just hanging around with your mates, drinking, basically.
Going around in a clapped-out van. Backhand from Cerundolo, wrong foot Djokovic, and he moves to 40-love.
Crowd doing their best to lift Cerundolo.
Yes. The Tsitsipas brothers have broken, and they've taken the second set against the defending champions.
Why not?
Simon's not listening to a word I say. He's chatting with Eleanor about fruit. But it's one set all now, so the Tsitsipas brothers are in a final set.
Good comeback.
Very good comeback. And that would be quite a shock, actually, if they were able to put out the defending champions, because they've been in the last two finals, Dodig and Krajicek. They lost to Arevalo and Roger 2 years ago from match point up, but they won it last year. Backhand from Djokovic down the line. That miscued badly, but it was 40-love. And so, after three games of the second set, we're on serve. Cerundolo putting up more of a fight in the second set than in the first.
The fruit list goes on. Tamarind is on the list because someone voted for it.
Yes, that's true.
And tamarind's a fruit. But Eleanor, who is being rather strict or maybe alternative facts...
Like a maths teacher.
...is ignoring the facts that are in front of her face and saying it's not a fruit.
I think the likelihood of me being a maths teacher is...
Somebody who wrote in and said that our dismissal of...
My
dismissal of the rubbish that he was writing made him think of me as like he thought of his maths teacher.
Yes, I mean, I didn't even get the most basic qualifications in maths, so I'm not sure I'd be qualified to be a maths teacher. I would say I've ruled out tomato on the grounds that it's culturally a vegetable.
Yes.
And that there is a United States Supreme Court ruling of 1893, and I'd like to thank Jodie for this, who she wrote in stating that there was a Supreme Court ruling out tomatoes, saying that they were a vegetable. 1893.
Right.
Supreme Court stands, Simon. You can argue all you like. Tamarind, I'm willing to be persuaded on.
Just on a slightly more serious note, Djokovic has the trainer out at the moment, and he's got a slight problem with his right knee. Marcus, would you like to... just looking at the way Djokovic's legs being straightened, I think he may have a problem there. But anyway, I will leave. I'm sure your medical knowledge is better than mine.
Well,
are you?
I can I can confirm it's the knee that's being looked at. I can also tell you that my maths teacher once threatened to beat me into submission, but that's another story altogether.
Well, it was the 1920s. The thing with Djokovic, yeah, he's bending his knee, flexing his knee, straightening it, The trainer is manipulating it.
He's
obviously got some sort of discomfort there.
It was the 1920s. It was still 20 years after you'd been to school. I mean, we should take this seriously. Listen, the guy is a setup on serve early in the second. I haven't seen all of the first set, but clearly he wasn't that troubled. The only way I think Cerundolo might have a chance is if he has done some damage here. And let's not forget, he had a 4-hour, 29-minute match that finished at, 7:03 in the morning, something like that, yesterday morning. He's not as fit as he was. Things have not gone as easily for him this year, as has been the case over the majority of the past 20 years. This is only the second time in 18 years that he's arrived at Roland Garros without picking up a title of some sort on his way. So,
well, and that means, of course, that he hasn't played as much tennis going into this time of year as he normally would have expected to do. And they've now got the mat out to obviously make sure that Djokovic doesn't get covered in clay as he lies down for treatment. He's lying on his back. And it is the right knee. The right knee is straight out, but both legs are straight out. And he's going to get some treatment just to try and make that knee feel better. Neither Marcus or I are medically qualified to the point where we can explain what's going on with his knee, but he is having extensive treatment on his right knee.
Well, just before Chris heads off, obviously you were calling the first set. Was there a moment or anything to suggest how this might have happened? Okay, Chris slightly off mic, but I'm sure you heard there that he made serene progress during the opening set. Maybe something happened that nobody initially picked up upon. Thanks to Chris, he's heading off. Simon has darted off. I think he's got some other work to do. So, treatment continuing here on this beautiful sunny afternoon at Roland Garros. Long last, the weather is cooperating at the start of the second week. Elsewhere, Varvara Krejcová and Mira Andreeva are on serve in the early exchanges of their match on court Suzanne Longlin. They're sitting down with the teenager poised to serve at 2-3. Mention of the Tsitsipas brothers, Eleanor, taking the second set off the number four seeds, Dodik and Krajicek, on court 14. And the Tsitsipases are a breakup in the third as well.
Well, that would be a big upset. I bet there's a good crowd out there and plenty of cheers for Tsitsipas and his brother. Of course, a potential Olympic pairing for Greece as well. And you have to think, a very good medal chance. Tsitsipas also, well, he seems to have vacillated a bit on whether he's going to play mixed doubles with Maria Sakkari at the Olympics. I think he wants to. I guess it's just balancing the workload. He and Paolo Badosa did pull out of the mixed doubles here earlier today. So obviously that is a concern for all players. The Olympic tennis event, and by the way, you're not missing anything. There's just continued treatment now. Djokovic is lying face down now and having the back of his thigh and knee massaged and manipulated by the physio team. The Olympic tennis event is quite compressed, isn't it? It's basically what would normally be a Grand Slam amount of tennis compressed into basically a week. So it's a really, really high workload for players who are playing singles, doubles and mixed doubles. Shorter matches, of course, because it's best of three in the singles, but still, it's a tough workload. And Djokovic now on his feet. He's still flexing and down on his haunches, just bending those knees, and now doing a few calf and hamstring stretches against the side of the umpire's chair as he readies himself, hopefully, to resume. And we'll just, I think, keep an eye on his movement, particularly his lateral movement, changing direction, because if there's any kind of problem there, well, that will impair his ability, of course, to cover the court.
Well, we're getting various suggestions from some of you who are clearly watching on television while listening to us as to what the injury may be. It's a lot of guesswork. Alex is saying it looks like lateral ligament trouble, and if so, that could be a big problem for today and Wimbledon, but that is pure guesswork. We will know a little more, I suspect, over the course of the next couple of games. He's back up. He's gone to the back of the court. He's just raising both legs and getting a little bit loose. White cap on, the red shirt, the white shorts, the white socks, and the red shoes at this near end. Francisco Cerúndolo outclassed in the first set, but wondering if this might be his lucky day. Of course, he wants to win the right way, but I think he'd take any victory right now. Djokovic serves to the forehand. It's long.
I think we want to keep an eye as much as on Djokovic's movement on the service speed, because if he's got any problem with his knee, he's not going to be able to push up into his serve.
Good point, Lady E. Second serve to the forehand of Cerúndolo. Ball comes straight back at Djokovic, who's now going to go with the backhand drop shot. Cerúndolo comes in, he gets to that, goes up the line, up goes a volley, lob volley from Djokovic, who's now coming in, and he's passed!
Well, we're going to give it a couple of points just to assess how Djokovic is moving. To me, he seems to be moving a little gingerly. That might be just as he tries to test the knee out and see how it feels, having had that extensive manipulation on the knee, loosen things up.
Well, these are obviously concerning moments for Novak, his team, and his many, many supporters all around the world. He's in position again, bouncing the ball furiously, as is his custom, serving to the backhand of Cerúndolo. The plus one from Djokovic is on his forehand side. He's there with a forehand down the line, and that's a winner. And then he sort of jogs forward, but I wouldn't say he's moving particularly freely at the moment.
No, and the problem is, once you've seen a player have treatment and you know that there is a problem there, you then, every time you watch them, you're looking for signs of discomfort or slowness or reticence about pushing off on one foot or another. So as I say, I think we'll give it a few points just to try and get an idea of how Djokovic is moving.
Well, he serves now and comes in and looks to serve and volley, but the backhand volley goes wide.
And I think Cerúndolo, if he's smart, and you know, he will have seen what's happened. We all watched Djokovic getting treatment on that knee and flexing it and clearly having some sort of discomfort there. Cerúndolo is going to try and extend Djokovic. He's got to try and push him physically, perhaps get him moving side to side.
1-2, 15-30. Djokovic, ace. Out wide to the Cerúndolo backhand, and Cerúndolo shakes his head and then gesticulates towards his box at the other end of the court. You didn't tell me that Novak can serve an ace out wide. That appears to be his complaint. I'm sure they did. I'm sure he just knew that. But anyway, he's got to get rid of his irritation somehow. 30 all. Still feels, I'm sure, that he's got an opportunity here to capitalise. Serve going out wide to the forehand of Cerúndolo, who's got his cap on with the peak facing behind. The top, which is yellow at the back, it's got some white and some black on the front, dark shorts, dark shoes with an orange tinge at the back of them. Djokovic looking to go down the middle, misses. Two ball boys converge. The one on the right is quicker. He grabs the ball. They both take up their position again. Novak just looks for a moment in the direction of one of them and then gets back into his routine. The bouncing of the balls, the arch back, the serve. Fairly gentle serve and a gentle return on the forehand from Cerúndolo, I think doing exactly what Eleanor was suggesting, making Djokovic play, making him move off forehand from Cerúndolo. He's making room for himself on that forehand again to the Djokovic backhand. Once again, Djokovic's backhand. Now the double hander from Cerúndolo. Deeper ball from Djokovic. Bigger forehand from Cerúndolo. He pulled the trigger, but it went just wide. And you could probably hear him there. He's getting angry.
Well, he was trying to do the right thing. He was trying to pull Djokovic side to side and push him out of court to try and make him run. And he just, as you said, pulled the trigger slightly too early. And that's the thing. When you are playing somebody who's had some kind of treatment, it can also play with your mind because you think, well, he seems to be all right. Well, what's going on? Is he injured? Have I got a chance here? And all of that becomes a distraction.
So 1-2, 40-30, Djokovic from the president's box end to the backhand of Cerundolo. The return is to the forehand of the world number one. And then there's an off forehand winner from the Argentinian number two.
Djokovic just bouncing on his toes, isn't he? Trying to, I think, still testing out how that knee feels.
Some big prizes up for grabs for Cerundolo if he could win this match. As he waits, a fairway behind his baseline, returns on the forehand to the backhand side of Djokovic. Again, it does look as though Cerundolo's looking to move Djokovic about, and he's forced him into a hurried backhand shot that's gone long and set up a break point for the 25-year-old Argentinian, who's attempting to reach the quarterfinals of the Grand Slam for the first time. He's also attempting to beat a world number one for the first time. Hour and 5 minutes played. Djokovic cruising through the first set, but really being tested now. He's ready. He serves the backhand. He's going to serve and volley, and he does so brilliantly.
You don't often see Novak Djokovic serve and volley, but that was a great serve to come in behind, and he played it beautifully, and it was very much needed at that moment.
So back to deuce, this fourth game of the second set already assuming a real degree of significance, not least because Djokovic had all that treatment just before. He serves now to the forehand of Cerundolo. Deep return, Djokovic down the line on his backhand. The backhand cross court from Cerundolo, and Djokovic then nets, and his reaction after that, and he's trying to look jaunty, but at the same time he looks a little bit sluggish. This is, well, it's fascinating, but it's potentially very worrying.
Well, he's bouncing on his toes. He's doing a sort of exaggerated bounce as he walks. I think really to just test the knee out and see if he can see how much weight he can put on it. I think it's as much about him trusting his movement.
Second breakpoint chance for Cerundolo. And guess what? Ace out wide to the Argentinian's backhand. Cue more gesticulations and shouts and gasps of annoyance from him. Novak is clinging on as only Novak Djokovic can, the ultimate competitor. We saw it again. How many times have we seen it? But we saw it yet again against Lorenzo Musetti in the last round. He really is quite extraordinary. Serves to the forehand, deep return from Cerundolo, who's now onto his backhand, taking the pace off the ball. Central ball off forehand from Djokovic. He's onto the forehand now, cross court to the forehand side of Cerundolo, down the line from Djokovic. Slice on the backhand, deep from Cerundolo, shorter angle from Djokovic, dug out by Cerundolo. Now Djokovic goes down the line, he's coming in. Cerundolo tries to pass him and can't.
Djokovic's first serve percentage so far in the match, 74%, which is more than decent.
He said after that win against Musetti, that 4-hour, 29-minute, five-set victory, he's got to tap into his younger genes to recover. It's amazing how he does, particularly when it comes to Grand Slams. Find whatever's required, and there's a service winner down the middle. He survives two break points. It's a big, big hold. I wonder if we'll look back on that game in particular, maybe come the end of the week, who knows, certainly come the end of the day, and suggest that that was a critical moment in his progress.
Well, and I think Cerundolo also will know that that was an opportunity missed, because there was certainly a sense of anticipation and uncertainty in that game, and he had his chances. Djokovic just pointing at some distraction in the crowd. I think it's someone just moving up in the corner above where Cerundolo is serving. Someone a bit slow to find their seat, perhaps. It's just out of our eye line up in the Radio Roland Garros commentary box.
Cerundolo serves. It was a shortest serve. Djokovic attacked it, then goes with a forehand that clips the line. Winner. Something else that's moved. are the clouds. They've just rolled over and the sun has been blocked out for the first time in a long time today.
It has felt like a different tournament, hasn't it? Walking around Roland Garros, seeing people taking off their 18 layers that they were wearing the rest of the week.
Serve clips the tape. Over on Suzanne Longlin, the 17-year-old Mira Andreeva is a break up in the first set against Varvara Krejčíková, though she has a break back point at the moment. Andreeva serving at 4-3 in the first set. Cirundolo serving to the backhand of Djokovic, who hit the ball straight back at the server, the inside in on the forehand from Cirundolo. Now he's got a high ball and he smashes it away.
Very good catch from one of the Roland Garros social media team parked down in that corner. One hand, no bounce. Impressive.
Huge cheers in the distance for Varvara Krejčíková, the last French player left in the singles, who's just broken back to level at four games all with Mira Andreeva. Cirundolo looking to serve out wide to the forehand. Andreeva, by the way, attempting to become only the third player in the last 18 years to make the quarterfinals at Roland Garros before turning 18. Off-balance return from Djokovic, but he got plenty of depth. Now the backhand cross-court from Cirundolo. That pattern's continued until Cirundolo goes down the line and Djokovic going across court on his forehand nets.
Can we name the others?
Amanda Anisimova in 2019 and Coco Gauff 3 years ago.
Which is interesting because the trend actually is for players to develop slightly later than they used to. We think, don't we, of the prodigies like the Jennifer Capriati's, the Tracy Austins, even Martina Hingis to a degree.
Yeah, it's not as usual as we see another whipped inside in forehand from Cirundolo, which is good enough to win the point and take him to 40-15. Two games all in the second set. He lost the first by 6-1. They've been playing for an hour and 11 minutes. We're so glad to have your company on Radio Roland Garros. I'm Marcus Buckland, sitting next to Lady Eleanor of Preston. There's been a lot of discussion about fruit, which we're going to park just for a bit, but don't worry, the survey's continuing by the end of the day. As, Djokovic really lent into that return. It came straight back at Cirundolo, who had no time whatsoever to control his plus one. Goes long, so 40-30. We're keeping up to speed with all your fruit selections. If you haven't already got in touch, you can tweet us at @radio_RG, @radio_RG. You can email us frenchopenradio@fft.fr and Lady E will write down your vote. At the end of the day, we will name your favourite fruit and tomorrow that item will be brought to the box as Djokovic goes wide with his backhand. Cirundolo holds to 30. They're on serve in the second set. Djokovic walking quite slowly and gingerly back to his chair where he sits down. He had some treatment a couple of games ago. We'll look to see whether he needs anything else. But elsewhere, all the doubles action. The Tsitsipas is 4-1 up in the deciding set against the fourth seeds. Dodik and Krajicek on court 14. Lots of junior matches. Disappointment, I'm afraid, from a British point of view for a couple of the boys. Victor Friedrich, who was violently sick all night. There's some sort of food poisoning bug that's afflicted the British camp. And he told me he also threw up 5 minutes before going onto court. He had a really tough match against one of the best juniors in the world, a fella called Biggin. And his game was too big for Victor, but Victor was not his normal self. Benjamin Gusick-Wan also lost in three sets to a Brazilian opponent. But Min Zhu, who's a really talented young British junior, has been victorious. Of course, Hannah Klugman won yesterday. Charlie Robertson won yesterday. So it's been a mixed bag, but lots of British juniors, which in itself, Eleanor, is good to see in the main draw of a slam.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a record number of British juniors competing at Roland Garros this year. 7. I think also at Australian Open, they had a record number of juniors competing. Now, the medical team that Djokovic was receiving treatment from at the last change of ends has popped back out again just to have a chat to him, I think, as much as anything. You're limited, of course, in the amount of treatment you can have within a set.
Yeah, it was a cursory look at the knee. They were off almost as quickly as they'd come on, and the players are back out on court. Novak's come to this near end from where we look on floor 5. the wonderful media centre inside called Philippe Chatrier. And he serves, clips the top of the tape. Sun's trying to come back out again. And more or less succeeding, I'm pleased to say. The shadows return. Djokovic stands stock still, bouncing those, well, it's not those balls, just the one ball. Don't look at me like that, Lady E.
It's like having Gigi here, the double entendre machine that is Miss Salmon.
Can I just say that mine are completely innocent, hers never are. Double fault from Djokovic. Oh, and a little hop of pain and discomfort after that second serve into the net.
Yeah, just pulled his leg up, didn't he, Djokovic, as if to say, oh, that was uncomfortable. Now, you know, the problem is when you watch a player who's had treatment, as I said, you're constantly scanning, and it's easy, isn't it, to imagine all sorts of things. We have to speculate because we aren't in Djokovic's mind, and as we've made very clear, we're certainly not medical professionals. But that problem does not seem to have gone away.
No. And he's missed his first serve again, so let's have a very close look at how he responds. Assume he can get this second serve back into the court, which he does. It was a quick one as well, as far as second serves go, and the forehand returns into the net. And annoyingly, the speedometer that tells us how quick the serve is not working at the moment. It's normally in that far corner on the left. InfoSys is not providing the information required. 2-3, 15-all. Novak in bright sunshine again, serves to the forehand of Cerundolo. Novak then goes down the line. Now he's playing a backhand cross court to the Argentinian's double-hander. Djokovic plays the same shot. Good angle from both men. Then Djokovic takes his backhand up the line. Forehand cross court from Cerundolo and into the net from Novak Djokovic. However he's feeling, I think Novak's doing his very best not to let on, not to give any extra encouragement to his unheralded opponent, 25 years of age, ranked 27 in the world. He has been higher than that. He's moved briefly inside the world's top 20 in the not-too-distant past. Novak just pulls out of his routine. Somebody was coughing in the crowd. I don't know if that distracted him. Someone else is coughing. Now he serves. Misses. Long. The first serve. Biggest win of Cerundolo's career so far came in Barcelona last year when he defeated Casper Ruud, who was ranked at number 3. He's picked up 2 titles. One on clay. One on grass as well at Eastbourne. Deep return from Cerundolo. And then he goes long with a backhand and he immediately turns around and looks up at his box again. He's down at that far end near to where his team are gathered. He's quite animated in that regard.
Yeah, it's very expressive, isn't he? But there may be another opportunity here to get ahead in this second set.
Yep, it's 30-all on the Djokovic serve. Serving to the forehand. Ball comes straight back at Djokovic. Now he's looking again, not having to move too much, playing a forehand to the cross-court forehand of Cerundolo, who now goes onto his backhand, taking Djokovic from side to side. Now pinning him on his backhand side. He's got a shorter ball. He's playing the drop shot. He's playing it brilliantly. Novak did not even begin to try and get forward to that drop shot.
No, he is definitely having some sort of problem with that knee. He was static there. This is one of, lest we forget, the best movers we've ever seen in tennis. And he didn't even twitch to that. He moved not a jot.
Big story could be unfolding here at Roland Garros. The world number one going in search of a 25th Grand Slam title, a fourth here at Roland Garros, is physically troubled. But he's troubled by the scoreline too. It is 2-3, 30-40, serves down the middle, forehand returns into the net.
Gutsy serving under pressure, but Cerundolo, well, he had a look at that serve, didn't he? Got a racket to it.
Mira Andreeva is serving to stay in the first set at 4-5, 15-30 on court, Suzanne Longlen. keep hearing cheers from there, which, well, whenever we hear those loud cheers, we know that Grosheva has won another point. Djokovic has missed another first serve.
Saves us looking at the scoreboard, doesn't it?
Does.
When you have a French player playing, as you said, she is the last woman standing.
She's got two set points, Eleanor. Djokovic serves to the forehand. Oh, that was a deep return right onto Djokovic's baseline. Now he's playing the backhand cross court. Good angle. Similar shot from Cerundolo. Djokovic then went back behind him, but he was able to react in time. The drop shot from Djokovic. Cerundolo gets to that. Djokovic gets to his, but he chips the ball wide. And now he's turning around. He's raised his left arm. He's complaining about something. The crowd don't like it. He's looking sort of into the corner directly in front of us.
I promise it wasn't us. Something distracted him. It's one of those moments where you don't know if the crowd are booing the person who may have distracted him, booing Novak, booing everything.
Bottom line is that Francisco Cerundolo has another opportunity to break here. Novak waiting for silence. The rhythmic bouncing of the ball. Up it goes. Serves down the middle. Ace!
Well, there's nothing wrong with the serve so far. He doesn't seem to be taking pace off it. He's serving very, very well.
The info system is working again. That was 198 kilometres an hour. That ace down the middle. Snuffing out another break opportunity for Francisco Cerundolo. Now Djokovic is going down the middle again. Backhand return. And now an inside-in forehand winner from Cerundolo.
It's what he's got to keep doing. It's no good knowing about the vulnerability if you aren't equipped to make it count.
Well, this is riveting drama. A hurt Novak fighting to stay on terms in this second set. Cerundolo knowing he's got a golden opportunity. Djokovic serves to the forehand. He'd gone so far back to receive that big forehand from Djokovic with the plus one, wins the point.
And what Djokovic is doing really well is he's keeping Cerundolo back. He's forcing him back. He's hitting deep. Because you have to think that the thing that Djokovic fears most from Cerundolo at the moment is a drop shot. And as long as he can keep him off balance.
2-3 deuce. Mira Andreeva saved those two set points and has held for 5-all over on Long Len. The return was at the feet of Djokovic. He's going to his backhand side now. And Cerundolo winds up for a big forehand, which is blocked back into play from Djokovic. The off forehand now is too hot to handle from Cerundolo. He crunched a couple of balls. The first one was blocked back into play by Djokovic. But then an even bigger off forehand into Djokovic's backhand corner, and he couldn't get there. And it's another break point. Is this the moment that Cerundolo breaks through the door? Djokovic serves to the backhand. He's coming in to serve and volley again. He's digging out an awkward half volley. He could be stranded here. Djokovic! Oh, Cerundolo has missed the pass down the line. He had options. He could have gone back across court with a short angle. He decided to go down the line, and agonisingly from his point of view, Eleanor, he just pushed it wide.
It was a shot without conviction. I think he saw Djokovic just moving to that side, and he tried to guide it down the line, hoping against hope that it would find a way to stay in. Well, it didn't, and that was a let-off for Novak Djokovic, still under a lot of pressure on serve here.
Back at deuce, and missing with his first serve. All girls scampers across the court, picks it up, and then settles down underneath the umpire's chair, just behind the umpire's chair. the little knee pads that are provided so they're not scraping their knees on the clay. Second serve, forehand return down the middle of the court from Cerundolo. Another big forehand from him. Djokovic back down the middle as well. And Cerundolo, not for the first time, looks for an extravagant forehand cross court but puts it wide.
Impatient play from Cerundolo. Just needs to play smart here. Work out the things that his opponent finds uncomfortable, and as ruthless as it sounds, he needs to maximise the discomfort.
He's faced a number of break points in this game. Djokovic now has a game point. Serving to the backhand of Cerundolo. Backhand cross court from Djokovic. Same shot from Cerundolo. Djokovic goes down the line. It's a winner. It's a hold of serve eventually. As the balance of power shifts on court, Suzanne Longlen. It wasn't long ago that Varvara Grisheva had two set points. Mira Andreeva not only saved those and held serve, she has now broken Grisheva. And in a moment, the 17-year-old will serve for the first set at 6-5. So it's all happening right now, Lady E.
All happening indeed, and Grisheva will really need the crowd to come to her rescue there. As the last French player standing, she'll have a lot of attention on her, a lot of focus, but also a tremendous amount of support. I think we heard here in Court Philippe Chatrier last night with Corentin Moutet just how noisy the crowd can be when they're watching their own players. And Andreeva, you know, still relatively inexperienced, seems to be coping with that very well.
Yep, she made the third round here last year as a qualifier. Djokovic, backhand cross-court deep. This is the second point of the game, and Cerundolo, slightly off balance, has missed down the line. The first point was won by the Argentinian, who went back behind Djokovic, who at the last moment tried to twist his body to reposition himself. Slipped, and just for a moment, I thought he might go tumbling onto the clay, which in his current state would not have been a good thing, but he was able to preserve himself. So 3-all, 15-all, backhand return from Djokovic. In comes Cerundolo. Oh, Djokovic, who slips again, was trying to pass him with a backhand cross court, but he nets, losing his footing behind the court here.
And that's very, very unusual for Djokovic. He's normally so sure-footed, isn't he? His movement, his agility, his athleticism, his suppleness around the court. Those are the things that you associate with Novak Djokovic.
30-15, Cerundolo to the backhand. And now a drop shot from Cerundolo. And once again, that's the perfect decision as far as he's concerned, because Djokovic makes no attempt to come forward.
He's really struggling, isn't he, to come forward. He's moving okay side to side, but it does seem to be that forward movement which is causing him issues. He's been trying to serve and volley on a couple of points on his own serve, and that may be an attempt to shorten the points.
Cerundolo misses with his first serve. Novak's aiming for a record 370th Grand Slam victory today. Currently shares that record with Roger Federer on 369. Backhand return. And now Djokovic trying the drop shot. That's really good. Cerundolo actually got to the ball and was trying to dig it with a very short angle across the court, but he couldn't get it over the net.
Well, beautifully executed from Djokovic. Soft hands. Smart brain.
Yep, so he wants a 370th slam victory. He's seeking, at the end of the week, a 99th career title, and a 25th at slam level, of course. So he's got just the 96 more titles than Cerundolo at the moment. Bit of catch-up for the Argentinian. Catch-up for everybody. I mean, the guy's extraordinary. That's a really good second serve. It had a lot of power. Djokovic did very well to get it back into play, and he's got himself in front in this rally now with an off forehand. Cerundolo defending well, and gets back into the rally and forces Djokovic to try and go down the line with the backhand. He misses. It's another hold. They return to their seats on serve in the second set, with Djokovic having won the first by 6-1, but the scoreline doesn't really reflect the drama as the trainer comes back out again, Eleanor, to have a look at whatever it is that is particularly troubling Djokovic physically at the moment. I think the doctors come out as well.
It's a bit of massage and manipulation. It's actually the sides and behind the right knee, isn't it, that Djokovic is obviously having problems with. While Djokovic has treatment, just a big result to bring you. The Tsitsipas brothers have knocked out Ivan Dodig and Austin Krajicek, the defending Roland Garros champions in the fourth seeds. Tsitsipas and Tsitsipas won 4-6, 7-5, 6-3.
Wow, that's fantastic for them. And Mira Andreeva has won the first set on court Suzanne Longlen. We hadn't heard many cheers for the last few minutes. And that's because the sole surviving French player in singles action, Varvara Krejčíková, having had a couple of set points, has lost that opening set by 7-5. And they're showing some of the stats actually from that match. Krejčíková's winning only 48% of points on first serve, 69 on second. Now, can we hear what the medical team is saying to Djokovic?
It seems to be a discussion between the tournament supervisor, referee, if you like, Wayne McEwen. I think Djokovic was hoping to try and get more treatment, and Wayne McEwen was explaining that he couldn't have another medical timeout in this set. That's my guess from the bits that I could see. They certainly were having an animated conversation, but that's Wayne McEwen's job, is just to keep the rules and make sure everything is done with the utmost fairness. And of course, one of the most experienced officials in Grand Slam tennis.
He's been around forever, hasn't he? So, Novak with the balls again. He's had two really tough service games, but he's managed to negotiate. 3-4, backhand return from Cirundolo, driven back down the court by Djokovic. Then the forehand, cross court, long.
Now, you know how much we love your emails and your tweets. So, obviously, while this is going on and we have the potential injury to Novak Djokovic, we're tending to focus on what's in front of us here on court. But we will, when we get the opportunity, go through some of your emails and tweets. We know there are a lot and they're building up, and rest assured, we'll get there.
Even if it's not until Lady E's back for the night session with the Empress, they'll keep you listening. Off forehand from Cirundolo, changes the angle. Djokovic goes down the line. Double-hander across court from Cirundolo, driven back by Djokovic. Oh, terrific play from both players. They're striking the ball so well with loads of different angles. Now the drop shot from Djokovic. Cirundolo gets that. Up goes the lob volley from Djokovic, who's coming in behind it. A high ball from Cirundolo. Back goes Djokovic and puts away the overhead.
Well, again, we're just watching Novak Djokovic looking for signs of impairment. He's doing okay. He does not look himself. He doesn't have that elasticity of movement that we so associate with him.
And one stat that's jumping out to me at the moment, Lady E, is that Djokovic has saved 10 out of 10 break points.
It's not a bad record, is it?
It's doing him the power of good, and that's a really good serve down the middle. The chalk flew up, to quote a famous American, and there was nothing that Cirundolo could do about that. 30-15.
For all that he's been excellent at saving break points, I think Djokovic would certainly relish a nice, comfortable service game here after two pressure-filled service games.
30-15, the sun has seen that cloud away, or those little fluffy clouds that briefly plunged us, not into darkness, but back into a little bit of shade. Djokovic has missed his first serve. It's 3-4, it's 30-15. The world number one demonstrating those battling qualities that have kept him in such good stead for the best part of 20 years. Oh, wow, there's nothing even he can do, though, about that inside-in forehand return winner from Cirundolo.
And that's what Cirundolo needs to do. He needs to punish any moments of what passes for weakness when you're talking about Novak Djokovic.
Novak just knocks the clay off the soles of his shoes with his racket, settles down again. Pigeon circles high above, moving away as Djokovic serves to the backhand, off balance. Cerundolo got it back into play. Now he's playing a flat forehand to the forehand of Djokovic. Even flatter forehand down the line from Cerundolo. He's got a short ball. He's going to play the inside out forehand winner as he saw Djokovic going the other way. And he's got another break opportunity.
Well, so much for the comfortable service game for Novak Djokovic. There's no let up here. Is he going to keep that 100% record of saving break points so far? 10 out of 10, but the pressure is building.
And the crowd can sense it. 3-4, 30-40. An 11th break point for Francisco Cerundolo. He's failed to capitalise on any thus far. Oh, it'd been a really big serve out wide to the backhand. It just missed. Scoreboard flashed out 198 kilometres an hour. That one was going out wide as well. But it was long. The second serve, shortish, off forehand from Cerundolo, then forced back by Djokovic's depth. Slightly shorter ball. Djokovic is playing the backhand cross court. So too is Cerundolo. Backhand to backhand. Who's going to change the angle? That was deep from Cerundolo. Too deep. It's been called long. Late call. Umpire's coming down to have a look. And confirms that it was just out. That is the sound of an Argentinian who has just missed an 11th break point out of 11.
Many, many of those break points that Novak Djokovic has saved have been saved by Djokovic.
True.
But there have been a few that have been squandered.
And there were fractions in that one. Sun's gone in again. More clouds just starting to congregate as Djokovic serves to the forehand and then goes cross-court on his backhand side. Thought about coming in, but didn't. And instead, the running backhand is netted by Cerundolo.
There's still more blue sky today than we've seen in the preceding 8 days here at Roland Garros.
Most certainly. And lots of straw hats being worn. I've seen one of those prior to today.
People were wearing hoods up and perhaps the odd rain hat.
Game point for Novak to level at 4-4. Backhand reply from Cerundolo. Cross court on the forehand from Djokovic. Who's there again. Off forehand from Djokovic to the backhand side of Cerundolo. Big forehand deep from Djokovic. Still the point continues as Lady Eleanor sneezes off microphone. That hasn't put the players off. It nearly put me off. It's forehand to forehand. Slice on the forehand now from Cerundolo. Backhand drop shot from Djokovic. Clips the top of the tape and lands inside the court.
And a sorry, not sorry wave of the racket from Novak Djokovic. And a little sideways glance to his team. Yeah, sorry about that. Don't know where that sneeze came from. I did turn the microphone off, but apparently the sneeze still broke through.
Well, it could be a touch of hay fever. I'm wondering if one half-decent day here is going to trigger everybody's hay fever. That was a touch of good fortune for Novak. The backhand drop shot right on top of the tape and just dribbled over. So it's four games all, and the nature of the beast now makes you feel as though Djokovic will just go through the gears and get a break at the first time of asking. Let's see. Cerundolo serves. It's a good serve. It's a really good stretch forehand return from Djokovic. It's of no use, though, because Cerundolo just guides his backhand across the court for a winner.
There is always that danger with Djokovic. Sometimes he plays at his very best when he's like a cornered animal, fights his way out, claws his way out.
Mira Andreeva, having won the first set against Varvara Grisheva, is a break up at the start of the second as well. Forehand, off forehand from Cerundolo. Now he tries another drop shot. This time Djokovic runs in after it, plays one himself. Cerundolo gets to that, but Djokovic has got all the time in the world just to look up and pass him with a gentle forehand. And that's noteworthy that for the first time in a while, Djokovic chased after that drop shot successfully.
He did. And Cerundolo, I think the drop shot's a very good play, but that just wasn't a good enough one. It was too far up the service box. Djokovic didn't have as far to travel. And he dealt with it very comfortably.
4-all, 15-all. Cerundolo is ready and putting his first serve into the net. Just the one winner on the men's side so far today. That was Alex de Minaur of Australia. going to be another second serve, who came from a set down to beat Daniil Medvedev in four. And he'll play the winner of tonight's match between Sasha Zverev and Holger Rune. Still to get on court today, Taylor Fritz and Casper Ruud are the right to play the winner of this one. Backhand cross court from Cerundolo is there again. Sounds like someone's having a party just outside our commentary booth. Backhand down the line from Cerundolo. High ball from Djokovic. Not put away overhead by Cerundolo the first time. It is put away by Cerundolo overhead the second time.
And a big puff out of the cheeks from Cerundolo. There is always a danger when you miss break point after break point after break point. The thing that ends up being broken is actually your spirit.
Yeah.
And particularly against Novak Djokovic, who, as we know, is so ruthless about taking opportunities. He's chit-chatting to his team. He keeps looking back.
Mm. He's not happy. Lots of distractions and a miss-hit return. Mentioned that win for Dimonor on... Oh, again, the vocals from Novak. Cannot make out what he's saying.
I'm not even sure I could tell you confidently which language he was saying it in.
No.
Of course, he's fluent in so many languages with Novak Djokovic. He could remonstrate with people in several at a time.
And do you know what he's now done? He's come up with a brilliant, instinctive... very quick forehand cross-court service return that bamboozled Cerundolo. So 40-30, if any of you eagle-eared listeners were able to pick out what Novak just said via the effects mic, let us know.
Keep it clean.
Keep it clean, and only if you are absolutely certain. It was a little muffled, but Helena's right. He's not rattled, but he's angry. Backhand reply now to the backhand side of Cerundolo. The off forehand from Djokovic. He's going on to the backhand. So too is Cerundolo. And then Djokovic looks to change the angle but goes long with his backhand, and Cerundolo holds to 30. And when they next stand up, Novak Djokovic will have to serve to stay in the first set at 4-5. And he's making more gestures towards his box. He's taken off his cap. He's sat down. He's put a towel up to his face. He was sort of doing the old whirring motion with his hand there.
Like Stefan does to you when he wants you to stop talking. That
wrap
one.
Up. Yeah, yeah. Only starts about a minute into my shift. Mira Andreeva has a point for a double break on court Suzanne Longlen against Varvara Grisheva. I was going to mention that in the women's singles today, we've seen Jasmine Paolini come from a set down to beat Alina Avanasyan, 4-6, 6-love, 6-1. It's a dramatic change in the balance of power there. And she will now play Elena Rybakina, who beat Elina Svitolina, 4-3. We had lots of E's out there, Elinas and Elenas. Bit of a mouthful. Very nice names, though. And, of course, we've got an Eleanor in here.
We do. Woody has been in touch via Twitter or X at @radio_RG is our handle. Hi, Eleanor. Hi, Marcus. Listening to you from a gloomy east of England. My friend is watching with TV commentary and he says Novak is constantly asking for the court to be swept. Well, that's an interesting insight, Woody. Thank you. Bookworm weather has a weather update for us, and this is pretty good weather update.
Mm-hmm.
Bookworm, unfortunately, has often been the bearer of bad news in week one. But
she has.
As we've been saying, things are looking up. No rain on the radar except one small shower just south of Dieppe. Even if it holds together, it should miss you.
Good, because we don't want any interruptions in this fascinating second set in particular after a very straightforward first set for Novak Djokovic. But here he is serving to stay in the second. And they're both playing slice backhands. Djokovic has got a shorter ball. He's coming in. And then he plays a good little angled volley, which Cerundolo gets to. But Djokovic is there to guide another backhand volley down the line. And although Cerundolo went herring back, he couldn't get to it.
Well, the ball was always moving away from Cerundolo there. It was a game effort even to get back close to it. Great, smart play from Djokovic.
One other result to give you on the singles front today. Aryna Sabalenka coming through against Emma Navarro, who'd won their only previous encounter at Indian Wells this year. But Sabalenka looked good. She won 6-2, 6-3. She'll play either Andreeva or Grasheva. Novak, 4-5, 15, love. Serve down the middle, forehand reply, cross court. Oh, really good forehand cross court with lots of angle from Djokovic. Now it's Cirundolo's turn to make funny gestures and look up at his box. Does he feel as though a chance has maybe come and gone in this match? As Novak looks to be getting stronger again. He's taken his cap off because it is a little more gloomy overhead. Serves down the middle. Good serve. It's blocked back, though, by Cirundolo, who then plays an extravagant forehand across court. I think he missed anyway. Djokovic then hammered his forehand down the line, but the umpire's come down to check the call. Well, she's saying that Cirundolo's forehand across court was good.
Djokovic has accepted that. I think he in fairness to Djokovic, he went over, he looked at the mark, and he too indicated that he wasn't sure.
Well, the crowd don't like it, but the crowd don't need much, actually, of an excuse just to whistle a bit. Get their feathers in a flap. Brilliant for that. Adds to the atmosphere.
So I think they're actually replaying the point.
Yeah. At 30, love. And a short return. Djokovic comes in. Oh, and this time it's Cirundolo's turn to benefit from a net cord as Djokovic came in. The ball ricocheted off the top of the tape. And there was nothing that Novak could do about it.
There's a, oh, the world's against me face from Novak Djokovic. But don't tell Simon I said this, but I think they do sometimes even themselves out, these nets. Simon Cambers has a very valid point, actually, that if a net cord comes at a crucial moment, a break point or a set point, it's worth more.
That's a good serve out wide, and Djokovic has got a shortish ball, which he's come in. He hasn't put it away, and he's failed to put another overhead away. Now he's digging out a little half volley, and he's digging it out brilliantly. Like Andy Murray, he's not great when he's got a high ball over his head. It's funny that two of the greatest players in the world have really struggled with that particular shot. But when it comes to a little forehand half volley in the forecourt, you can do it better.
Yeah, Simona player is as accomplished and successful and phenomenal as Novak Djokovic. It's quite hard to find a weakness.
4-5, 40-15. So, looks as though this actually is going to be, it is going to be one of the more comfortable service games that Novak has had in this second set. He does hold to 15, a level at 5 apiece.
Well, that is a welcome release of pressure for Djokovic, having had to save those 11 break points.
Yep. Vera Andreeva stood a break up in the second set against Varvara Grasheva. However, it's 2-1, love 30 on the Andreeva serve. Mentioned that the Tsitsipas brothers have won. And of course, if you want all the other doubles scores and junior scores, you can go to the official website, the app. Oh my goodness me, I've not seen that before. The serve from Cirundolo flew into the net and then flew about 5 rows into the crowd, having gone off at right angles. In comes Djokovic now, playing a lovely little backhand volley. Cirundolo's got to it, though. He's put one over the head of Djokovic. Up goes a high ball from Novak. The smash from Cirundolo is not great either. The point continues. Djokovic putting it deep onto the backhand side of the Argentinian. They've returned to relatively normal positions, and then Djokovic errs, looking for a backhand drop shot. And he's screaming at his box again.
He's imploring, isn't he? He's got his racket between the palms of his hand as if he was praying.
He's going through a gamut of emotions at the moment, is Djokovic. Cirundolo, 15 love. Backhand replies long from Djokovic. Cirundolo is winning at the moment 65% of points on his first serve, 58% on second, in comparison to Djokovic's 71 and 50 in those two departments. That first serve isn't going to work, though, and Cirundolo's bemoaning, I think, his ball toss there as the serve went into the net. Second serve goes to the backhand of Djokovic. Forehand down the middle of the court from Cerundolo. He's winding up for another big forehand, and he's gone back behind Djokovic with it.